Russia I flew, but there and then I suddenly knew you'd care again. My running around is through. I fly to you.
That's taken from the second Bond film. After the success of Dr. No, the studio gave him a double the budget to follow up with the second in the series. And it became a global hit with 78 million in worldwide box office revenues. Far more than the 2 million budget that it took to make it. Let's head over to Cuba, shall we? La Lupe, tú me niegas. Tú me niegas.
Negándote a ti mismo. Yo sé que tú has querido hundirme en el abismo. Me sentirás en tus manos, en tu pelo y en los labios. Me mirarás en las noches, en el libro ay, de tus sueños. Te quemarás.
I did say at the top of the show, if you're new to the Bliss Disciples dimension, be prepared to feel unprepared. I like to keep you on your toes. That's a Cuban artist from the 60s and early 70s. Big in the Latin world, La Lupe, tú me niegas. Oh yes, oh yes, indeed. Sí, me gusta. Right, head over to Germany now for a duo who celebrate 25 years now, releasing music together. I'm going to be playing something off their new album next week. But this is taken from an album they released in 2002. This is a piece called Shake It Loose. Horizons. New album's called Mango. That's not from the new album though. It's from their one of their much earlier albums. We'll be playing a piece of from Mango next week. Gonna head over to Mexico City now for some Don Cuto. Piece called Negro Santo featuring Monstruos del Manana and Melissa Castell. It's cathartic, isn't it? Very tropical. Takes his beats from basically from the periphery of like kind of underprivileged communities, tribal dance. That's Don Cuto, Negro Santo. I think it's superb. That's why I'm going to let it play out. Right, let's go back to the 70s now for some, like, the funk that is pretty much at the core of this show, very much alongside the jazz and the British jazz scene. This is an outfit from Ohio called Switch. A piece called They'll Never Be.
Yeah.
Okay, so from the retro, I'm going to bring you right up to date now with a debut album from a Glasgow-based outfit called Azamaya, who blend like Latin American rhythms with neo-soul and choral music in their evolution. This is a very, very moving piece called Half Man. Called In Phases. It was released in June of this year, but it only came to my attention earlier this week, and it's effectively had a hold of it ever since. It's an extremely lush tapestry of so many different influences. There's so many layers there. really is quite mesmerising. It's Azamaya. Talking of different influences now, I'm going to go to a musician now, a Lebanese musician who effectively resides in Paris but calls upon his bicultural roots to when he's playing the saxophone and blends Western music with very much an Eastern flavour. This is Tufik Farouk and L'Homme qui a perdu son ombre. Sorry about that poor French pronunciation there.
L'homme qui a perdu son ombre quitte la ville. L'homme qui a perdu son ombre ne voit pas les bus, les voitures qui le dépassent. L'homme qui a perdu son ombre quitte la ville. Il avance ses pieds, l'un puis l'autre, gauche, droite, gauche, droite, gauche, droite, gauche, droite, gauche, droite, gauche.
You like that? That's Tufik Farouk. L'homme qui a perdu son ombre. Oh. And from there we're going to head to Tongo. Yes, we do like to traverse the international borders on this show. This is Akofa Akusa. It's your chess. That's a Kofa Kusa from Togo. Tiny little country on the West African coast. You're not going to get that kind of music, I guess, anywhere else on the airways, right? That's why you've got to like it. Togo, I'm going to head over to the Italian Riviera now with a little help from Stump Valley featuring Diviniti. Thank you. Stump Valley Riviera. Now, I'm quite excited about this next one because basically, again, I've always got my feelers out there, constantly looking for different tracks. I hate to repeat songs on this show, and unwittingly, I might have, but wittingly, I definitely don't plan to do that. So this album came onto my radar this week from 2013, but it was it's a compilation of music by the band. It's by Master Planning. There we go. And it was found in the basement of one of the band members' mother's house. It all kind of wasn't released until 2013. So it's like 40 odd years old. It's a special love.
Girl, you were right on time. What I truly needed. And I feel so good about it. I got to tell somebody about your wonderful love. Ooh. Now that you're here, don't you ever go.
That's Master Plan Inc. If you are sitting on an original copy of one of that 45, you might be selling a little bit of a gold mine there. Avid collectors in the States are prepared to pay a fair old chunk of change for one of them. Right, something that's definitely not so rare. This album reached number 2 in the US soul album charts back in 1979. This is Move Your Boogie Body. from the Bar Keys.
You
That's the Barkees. Move your boogie, buddy. I'm gonna keep it. Oh, this 70s flavour. So I feel I have to. For the moment, anyway. Well, maybe the next one as well. Anyway, this is Mandrill, a Fat City Strut. Just happen to be in this mood now. That's Mandrill and Fat City Strut. I've got three songs. See if you can. I'm not even going to introduce you this one. See if you can recognise what's it take on. We'll be right back. That's Red Hot Unlimited with a decidedly funky version of I Shot the Sheriff. I've got... I can squeeze in two more. All right, and I'm going to go very random again now. This is Mario Rui Silva. It's called Don Garda. Slow down, then I'll pick you back up for the last one. That's taken from a 17-track album by Angolan guitarist and intellect Mario Rui Silva. It's called Stories from Another Time, 1982 to 1988. It's an eccentric and engrossing collection of historically informed and forward-thinking folk music. Right, you hear that beat in the back, right? Tell me what you want from me. But I'm not going to play that one. Anyway, so basically, guys, that's me done. Thank you so much for hanging out with me for the last 2 hours. As you always do, the loyalists among you do always do the 420 minutes. If you do like what you're hearing on the show, then please tell everyone. If you don't like what you hear, please tell everyone. You can catch the podcast of the show in the morning on Phoenix FM. Just follow that yellow brick road to the Bliss Disciples. Be up there with a full track list. Stay tuned for the... I try to think of different things to call him every week. But he is the leader of this army. Paul Golder is up next. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you here next week. Of course, if you're new to it, you're now converted, aren't you? And you're going to be a loyalist as well. We'll see you out with a bit of Curtis Mayfield and Right On for the Darkness. Take care.